safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Matt Thames about Shelter's roadside assistance. Friday night under the lights in a moment. Hi, I'm Russ Robinson. I could talk about high school football all day and all night, but when it comes to writing a business plan, that's not me. Thank goodness there's Boss Finn. The folks at Boss Finn will talk to you about your goals, what you want to achieve with your business. They'll discuss your business with you, and then they'll put everything down on paper that a lender needs to know so that you can grow your business. You don't know how to write a business plan? Don't worry about it. I don't either. But I do know Boss Finn. Call today at 781-709-7672. Boss Finn. They know how to write a business plan. Now, back to more Friday night under the lights. Under the lights, Russ Robinson along with Jake Wimberly, George Brautree. We're going to be getting to all the scores here in just a little bit. By the way, you can find all the scores at FNUTL.com, or you can also go to the Friday Night Under the Lights app, as both of those will carry all of the scores maybe that you've missed tonight when you're getting in and out of the car. One of the teams that we've been talking about a good bit here on Friday Night Under the Lights, this team, because not many people know who these guys are. But I got to meet three of them the other day at the press conference, and we're talking about Horn Lake, and their coach Brad Boyette joins us on the telephone tonight. Coach, it's so good to have you on the show tonight. We want to thank you for staying up with us. And, you know, for a lot of people out there that don't know where Horn Lake is, where are you and how do you get there?
Well, look at the state of Mississippi and go as far north and west as it can in the state.
And you'll find it.
Yeah, you'll find it. I don't know if I've got a bad connection. I'm getting kind of a reverb here, but we're just south of Memphis.
That's right. I knew you were way up there. Now, I've seen Horn Lake play basketball in the past, you know, 4 or 5 years and get to the big house and everything, but really, Coach, this is a program that has struggled in football for a long time. What did you do to turn this program around?
Well, the first thing we did when we came in was we started with a middle school program.
Mm-hmm.
And, we got that in order, and then this year-round, development and, got kids to buy in, kids bought in, community bought in, and win a game or two, and then just keep plugging away at it. But first thing was just the first thing we had to do was get our middle school in order and get kids interested in football.
Coach, this is Jake Wimberly. I appreciate you taking some time with us. I want to ask you about your defense, because I've talked to several people about your team, and of course, you know, front to back on both sides, you guys are extremely talented and you know, deep. But your defense, I mean, you have one of the best, if not the best, middle linebacker in the country, in the Kobe Dean, and of course, several guys that can play on that defensive line, and then on the back end as well. Talk about Dean as a player, and you know, one, have you ever coached a guy like this? Because I mean, he could go play anywhere in the country, you know, after he leaves your program, and then to your defense overall. Is this the best defense you've ever had as a football coach?
I would have to say it would definitely rank up there. You know, I coached 10 years in Mississippi Junior College, and, you know, had some tremendously talented players. But this group, yeah, I mean, I can't say enough about them. And, you know, you mentioned the Kobe, and, you know, it's hard to talk about Kobe as a player without talking about it as a person. You know, you're talking about a kid that's never made a B, you know, 4.3 GPA. He's got the same type of intelligence on the field, and he plays with such passion that, and that's contagious. I mean, you know, he is, he is the alpha male of our group. And, you know, a lot of guys out there feed off of, you know, the way he approaches.
Well, you know, they say that defense wins championships, but you guys can put the ball in the end zone as well. You got to like your offense, too.
No question. I mean, we're, you know, tonight we scored in all three phases of the game. You know, offense, defense scored. Especially, we had a special team score. And, as you go through the season, I mean, you know, every aspect of the game's got to get better. You got to improve every day, or because it's only going to get harder. So, offensively, you know, we're able to move the ball. We're balanced. We're running the ball. We're able to throw the ball, and I think from looking at our offense every day, you know, it's got to be a challenge for people to defend.
Yep. Good point. If you're going to come out of the north, who are you going to have to knock off to get there?
We play Oxford next week, and that's all I'm. I'm going to enjoy this win we had tonight, and then tomorrow morning I'm wake up, and there's no other game on our schedule but playing Oxford.
There you go. Spoken like
and
a true coach.
People have told me about teams in the other district, and you know, hey, this is going to happen there. I just will not allow myself to look beyond the next game. Our goal here is to be 1-0 each week.
Well, right now you're doing that, Coach Brad Boyette, and congratulations. I got to tell you, the young man that I met at the press conference on Wednesday at the MAC for Johnny Mims, really nice young man, very well behaved, and I. Kidding the guys here. I shook one of them's hand. I didn't see my hand. I mean, these are big kids.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. I mean, we're really blessed that, you know, we've got some talent. Obviously, I mean, guys have been selected for All-Star games, but just the character and the way they approach going to class and the other things. It's really fun to coach.
Well, you're doing a good job. You must be having a lot of fun. Bob Boyette, the head coach of Horn Lake. Congratulations to get this part of the season, Coach, and good luck the rest of the way, and who knows what'll happen. We hope to see you soon, and thanks again for spending some time with us on Friday night under the lights.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
All righty, Coach. Brad Boyette, let's go to the telephone now with John Perry, who is the head coach of the Pearl Pirates. And, Coach, good evening, and welcome to Friday Night Under the Lights.
Thank you, man. Thank you for having me.
You know, John, everybody was talking about after you won the state championship, and I got to tell you, it's one of the best teams that I've seen in a long time win that state championship. But everybody said at that point, oh, you're going to have to rebuild. We may not hear from Pearl again for another year or so. But here you are, and you're playing good football. You got a good running game, as Greg was saying just a moment ago, when you get it going. How do you like this team?
You know what, man? I think I like them a lot. I mean, they're a hard-nosed group of football players that get after you and do everything in the world you ask them to do. And that's all you can do is try to be the very best you can be each single day you go out there, and I think this group has done that.
Talk to me about your running back, the one that transferred in.
The one thing we knew we had coming back was we had three offensive linemen that had started last year, and mm-hmm. we knew we'd have a chance to be pretty good there. And then we had Kenyatta Harrell move in, and I think he's as good a junior running back as there probably is in the state of Mississippi. He's as hard a runner and as hard a practice guy as there is. And we've had some really good running backs the last few years, and I think he kind of is a lot like them. He's a great team guy, but he's a great running back. And with the offensive linemen we've got, that's how we've been able to overcome losing 29 seniors, 18 starters, and our quarterback in the first quarter of the Jamboree. So we've leaned on that running game to be able to.
Coach, hey, this is Jake Wimberly. Look, one of the things I admire about your program, and I've noticed this, is you guys have extreme mental toughness. You guys, 2 years ago, you played for the state championship, and of course, if not for a phenomenal, game by Cam Akers, you guys would have won that championship. Then, of course, you go on the run last year and make the win, and of course, you're extremely active on social media, and you put yourself out there and your team out there, and you're extremely, confident, which is a good thing, and I see a lot of mental toughness. You'd have to think the guys that you brought through your feeder programs now, your 7th graders, 8th graders, 9th graders, now guys that are playing, they've seen what you guys have done, and now this has developed a winning culture, a strong kind of mindset. Does that make sense? I mean, I sense that out of you guys, that the culture is just impeccable, what you guys have created there.
Well, no doubt. I mean, I think we've spent a lot of time trying to get that part of it right, we'll go in and we'll have a lesson every day before practice or something that's important to our culture, and our guys know that we're trying to produce young men that'll grow up and be successful in life, and football is one of the few sports out there that's still teaching young men how to grow up and be men. It's a tough sport, and it takes tough guys to play it, and we are about trying to give them every opportunity in the world to be successful, and use football as a tool to do that. And they are a very resilient group. They are very tough, and at the end of the night, they're going to give us everything they've got. And if it's good enough, we win. If it's not, we'll lose. Sometimes losing's inevitable, and that's okay. We ain't gonna be scared to think about it. We're gonna put our best foot forward and play our very best, and whatever happens.
Are you still having fun coaching this game,
sir?
Are you still having fun coaching this game of football?
Well, I absolutely love it. Absolutely love it. I mean, every day I get up, I have one personal goal, and that's to be the very best I can be for our kids. And we kind of taught our kids that, their goal is to be the very best they can be today. We just want to get a little bit better every single day. And, we love doing what we do. We love trying to give these young men a chance to learn life lessons through football. And, winning's a byproduct of doing those things.
John Perry, head coach of the Pearl Pirates. John, thank you so much for joining us here on Friday Night on the Lights. It's always good to bring you in, and best of luck to you the rest of the way. All righty. John Perry, head coach of the Pearl Pirates, and they got a win tonight over the Terry Bulldogs and J.J. Plummer. And so I wouldn't count them out yet.
No. Oh, I don't bet against Pearl. And here's the thing. You had two coaches on the night.
Yep.
Both coaches are in play to play in the state championship this year.
That's right.
It's exact.
Nicely done, by the way. We're going to take a timeout. Tonight's show has been made possible by the Boss Fin Group. We'll take a timeout, and we will be back with more Friday Night on the Lights. George is going to go through all the scores, so in case you hadn't got them, you'll get them right here on Friday Night Under the Lights in just a moment.
Our community, embracing technology, empowering people, striving to be better than yesterday. Malone Roofing Services and Friday Night Under the Lights have been impacting Mississippi for decades with the skill and dedication that has developed lasting relationships in our respective fields. For roofing, metal walls, and maintenance, Malone Roofing Services has you covered. Find out more on social media and at ecmalone.com. But for great football, it's Friday Night Under the Lights.
We'll be back with more Friday Night Under the Lights in a moment. Hi, I'm Russ Robinson. I could talk about high school football all day and all night, but when it comes to writing a business plan, that's not me. Thank goodness there's Boss Finn. The folks at Boss Finn will talk to you about your goals, what you want to achieve with your business. They'll discuss your business with you, and then they'll put everything down on paper that a lender needs to know so that you can grow your business. You don't know how to write a business plan? Don't worry about it. I don't either. But I do know Boss Finn. Call today at 781-709-7672. Boss Finn, they know how to write a business plan. Now, back to more Friday Night Under the Lights.
Giant of the Week studio here in Flowood, Mississippi. Russ Robinson along with Jake Wimberly. George Broadstreet's in the Malone Scorers desk. We'll get to him in just a moment. Want to remind you that next week our Wendy's Giant game is going to be Florence down in Macomb. Should be a good one. Macomb playing for their playoff life down there. And so that should be a good one. If you're in that area, that would be the game that I would suggest that you check out, because it's going to be a good one. And by the way, if you're looking for scores tonight, they're going to be on the app. They're going to be on Dr. Dave will have them on the fnutl.com. and big thanks to Ezra Wall tonight for handling the show from Mississippi Public Broadcasting. And a big announcement this week was that they're going to be carrying the Mississippi All-Star game, the Menard Blackwell All-Star game. It'll be the week after the state championship games that Don Hinton and his crew do such a great job with. They'll be down at the University of Southern Mississippi this year, the state championship will, and then the Mississippi All-Star game, Bernard Blackwell, North versus South, and then the following week, it'll be the Mississippi-Alabama All-Star game. So a lot of football left to play between now and December, and the one that's going to get you there to all the scores is George Broadstreet.
All right, Russ, I tell you what, I'm going to just kind of hit some of the high spots. It was D'Iberville beating Pascagoula tonight, a real high-scoring game, 52-50 down on the Gulf Coast. Another game down on the Gulf Coast, it was a reported game. Gulfport beat Hancock 49-42. Madison Central scored late on a defensive score to beat Warren Central in Vicksburg 24-17. It was Northwest Rankin winning over Provine 42-6. Moving on to some other scores, Brandon beat Petal 38-21. Looking ahead to some 5A scores, it was West Point, a big winner over Lake Cormorant, 47-7. Natchez beat South Jones 27-24. Callaway edged Ridgeland 36-34. Vicksburg beat Cleveland Central 34-21. Some 4A scores of note: Corinth over Tishomingo County 52-13. Lanier beat Macomb 24-21. It was Mendenhall edging Northeast Lauderdale 22-21. New Albany over Byhalia 38-35. West Lauderdale won over Northeast Jones 33-13. East Central is undefeated again, 6-0. They beat Pass Christian 57-6. Some 3A scores, of course, the high score, probably the game of the night, Humphreys County beat Amanda Elsey 80-36.
That's unbelievable.
It was Morton beating Choctaw Central 34-16. Boonville is undefeated. They beat Alcorn Central 46-0. Houston over Hatley 33-17. Crystal Springs a 46-6, a 42-6 winner over McLaurin.
They're still dancing in the streets.
It's 10-12, and they're still dancing in the streets. Right. It may go on all night. Forest over Southeast Lauderdale 48-19. Jefferson Davis County beat West Marion 13-6. Some 2A scores: Lloyd Starr outscored Mid County 50-46. Bay Springs beat Clarkdale 40-6. Collins beat North Forest 42-19. It was Richton winning their sixth game of the year. They beat St. Patrick 41-7. Taylorsville is undefeated. Taylorsville was 7-0. Lumberton was 6-0, but Taylorsville won their eighth game of the year 35-9. That game was at Lumberton. Riverside beat West Tallahatchie 31-14. Some 1A scores: East Marion over Sacred Heart 45-0. Nanawaya, I love to say Nanawaya, they're 7-1 now. They beat West Lowndes 53-0. Noxipater over Fritch Camp 36-27. It was Simmons. They're 7-0. They beat McAdams 38-16. Some MAIS action: Simpson Academy over Hartfield 47-9. Magnolia Heights beat North Delta 35-12. Jackson Prep over Oak Forest 42-7. One of the games of the night: MRA over Jackson Academy 41-6. It was Washington School beating Bayou 23-14. Starkville over Canton Academy 35-10. Central Hines beat Porter's Chapel 56-7. Tri-County shut out River Oaks, Louisiana 28-0. And Indianola over Winona Christian 35-6.
Did you say a moment ago that Richton had only won one game this year? Because this is a team that was in the playoffs, had a little playoff run about 4 or 5 years ago. And I guess it happens that way. You go in cycles to some degree, and take Horn Lake for example. I mean, they're cycling in.
Richton is 5-6-2.
Okay,
they beat St. Patrick. I think you may be thinking of Richland.
Oh, you said Richland. Okay, yeah, the Rangers.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
they're having a little bit of a struggle this year. But I mean, a lot of good games. It's just like this every week. You just never know where it's going to come from. You get surprises every week.
Well, speaking of surprises, we got about 5 minutes left to go. I tell you what, let's go on the telephone. Lawrence County's in. Give us the rundown on that and where they are in that district.
Well, they're 2-0 in division now. They're in 7-4A.
And who's in
division with Greene County, Poplarville, Summerall, Forest County HS, and Purvis. All the Hattiesburg area schools.
Have they played Poplarville yet?
No, they played them last game of the year.
Okay.
Poplarville.
Yeah, you know how tough Poplarville. Tell me about the Summerall team.
Well, they were 7-0 coming in, but they really hadn't played anybody. And So it's kind of hard to see how they were and how they would face adversity somewhat. It's not really they played bad, it's just they turned the ball over at crucial times.
Yeah. Well, that'll cost you all right. I got to tell you, I said by Brandon during the press conference on Wednesday, he was typing as fast as they were talking. I was amazed. You're really working on that computer there.
I got to do what I got to do. That's what I do.
Like a court reporter. Well, I tell you what, you're good. You're good at it, my friend. Hey, thanks so much. We got to get out of here, but we appreciate it, Brandon.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it, Brandon.
Hey, producer Chris Saxton asked me about a Clinton Christian score.
And we didn't have that.
Well, I looked it up. They are now 7-1. They were at home tonight over in Clinton. They beat a Mitt school of Louisiana 48-8.
Wow.
So wow.
They're having a nice season.
And they had a big win last weekend.
I can't remember exactly.
But it was big. I mean, it was somebody you wouldn't think they would beat.
Well, they lost, I think, either the first or second game of the year, but they haven't lost since. So they're 7-1, having a good year.
Yeah. All right. And, of course, they're fighting for a little respect over the Clinton area along with the Clinton Arrows. Guys, the biggest surprise of the night for you.
The biggest surprise for me was just the margin of victory of that MRA over JA. That was the biggest surprise of the night for me. And the fact that Madison Central really kind of struggled and they just sort of found a way to win at the end over Warren Central. But Warren Central is 2-4, but my gosh, they've had a tough schedule.
I think the biggest surprise for me kind of comes to regional standings after 3 weeks. And I'm going with Region 2 6A and Region 3 6A, and here's why. You got three teams in Region 2 that are right there at the top that are undefeated, and then you got three teams in Region 3 with Brandon Pearl and Oak Grove. Rarely do we see these regions get separated like that, but 3 weeks in, we've already basically crowned or had six teams in those two regions punch playoff tickets unless something weird happens. So that's kind of puzzling to me. We typically don't see that this early.
Well, I think I'm going to have to agree with George. I think the score with the MRA and JA really surprised me because I saw JA last week and I think they're a pretty good football team. And what does that say about MRA? I mean, they are rolling. They've got a lot of tools over there to work with. But I was kind of surprised. I would not have guessed they would have had a running clock against JA. That surprised me.
Yeah.
So. Hey, I want to remind everyone that the Wendy's Giant game of the week next week will be in Macomb, and it'll be Florence and Macomb. And, of course, we'll have the tents there that everybody can enjoy to make their Friday night festive over there. And so you'll want to circle your calendar for that. And then the next one is Oxford at Hernando on the 26th of this month. And then the last one is going to be Biloxi and Gulfport, and I think Biloxi's still in it down there, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah. I think they've like got one loss in the district.
Yeah, they're battling, for one of those four playoff spots.
Yeah, and there's a lot of – George, you got that down there?
Well, Biloxi lost to Ocean Springs tonight 13-7, but Gulfport beat Hancock 49-42. So Gulfport's actually 6-1, 3-0 in the district.
Wow. Should be a good one because they're big rivals down there. A lot of good football being played on the coast this year. And I wonder how Kaylee Foster, our giant, the young lady that kicked the field goals, wonder how she did tonight. We'll have to check on that. Hey, a big thanks to everybody for making us a part of your Friday night. And we'll be back here next week in the Wendy's Giant Studio for another edition of Friday Night Under the Lights. Make sure that if you're driving home that you buckle up and keep it safe and get home safely tonight. For Jake Wimberly and for George Broadstreet, our producer Chris Saxton, Steve Poston, and Ty Bailey, we want to say so long from the Wendy's Giant Studio. Have a great weekend from Friday Night Under the Lights, and we'll see you back here next week.